In front of the mic. Tune in at 2. It's something that you'll like. Marta and Mickey, an unbeatable team. Listen to them and learning English will be a dream. They talk and they teach. They teach and they talk. Listen to them when you run or when you walk. Marta and Mickey, what were we going to say? I can't remember, but it'll blow you away.
Hello, everybody. This is the Marta and Mickey show, the place to be between 2 and 3.
Ooh, that was good.
And we're the M&Ms that don't make you fat. How does that sound? It's not my joke, though, huh? I stole it from someone.
The M&Ms that don't make you fat. Yeah, I like it.
Right?
I like it.
It's not my idea, though.
No, that's good.
All right, guys, I hope you're doing well. Today is Wednesday, I believe. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, and we have a show ready for you guys with a lot of things. We're going to talk about 2 challenges, 2 expressions from English into Spanish, from Spanish into English. We're going to see some grammar. We're going to go to the mountains today. Mickey, are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm struggling over here.
You okay?
My headphones don't work properly today.
Do you want to switch on the aircon? It'll be better.
You go on. You carry on with the show. You do your thing. I'll do my thing. We'll be fine.
Okay. And then we're also going to look at some C1 material. What is this? Avoiding unnecessary repetition.
Well, that is going to be revealed later on. But it is basically not repeating yourself, for example, not saying the subject again in pronoun form when you don't need to. That's what we're going to be talking about.
All right, cool. Guys, are you ready for this new show? Before we do any of this new stuff, we're going to talk about yesterday's challenges. So yesterday's challenges. We're going to review yesterday's challenges. What's going on? Everybody's alone. Mick is around walking in the studio. Danny, our technician, is asking me if I'm going to do the review or not. What is going on?
Yeah, come on, let's get down to business.
Yeah,
tell us.
You know,
let's go.
And having said that, we had a great night out last night.
Oh,
yesterday.
We did.
That was my challenge, by the way. It's not true.
Well, you had a great night out last night.
No.
I didn't. But the translation for that in Spanish is anoche lo pasamos pipa.
Yeah, I would say nos lo pasamos.
Nos lo pasamos pipa.
Nos lo pasamos pipa, nos lo pasamos genial. Fue un cachondeo, whatever.
Juerga, there was something
juerga.
About juerga.
Yeah, I would say that too. So that was my challenge for you guys. And Mickey had a challenge that had to do with a roundabout?
Well, kind of. There was, for example, the Spanish was no me están dando una respuesta clara.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple ways to translate this, but you nailed it yesterday. What was it?
They aren't giving me the runaround.
They are.
They are giving me the runaround. I saw the no, and I was like, they are giving me the runaround.
Very good. So to give somebody the runaround means exactly that, to not give somebody a clear answer. No me están dando una respuesta clara. They're giving me the runaround. But you could also say, I hadn't thought of this, they are giving me a roundabout answer.
Right.
Which
right.
is funny because the picture I posted was a glorieta, and glorieta in Spanish is, or in English, is roundabout. Is a roundabout.
Yeah. And I think in Spanish, there's an expression that means this, which is Me están dando largas.
Yeah, me están.
I think that's the it's a translation that I couldn't come up with before.
Yeah, me están dando largas. I've heard that before, meaning like
they're putting it off. They're just like
now. There's a phrasal verb in English that we can use for that, which is to fob somebody off.
To fob. F-O-B.
F-O-B. They're fobbing me off. Me están dando largas.
Okay, got it. Then in grammar, we didn't really do grammar.
No.
Well, grammar is always there, but we were talking about words containing the I, the letter I, pronounced I. Okay?
I, captain.
For example, the word children, the I is pronounced E, so children. But in the word bilingüe?
Bilingual.
Very good. Ask me if my kids are bilingual.
Marta, are your kids bilingual?
No, I don't think they are.
Well, they are being raised in a bilingual house.
Yeah, they're being raised in a bilingual house, but I don't think they are bilingual. Ask me if I think they'll be bilingual.
Will your children be bilingual?
Hopefully.
They will?
No, I wish.
They will. I hope.
What about your kids? Are they bilingual?
No, because they can't speak.
They will be.
They're zero lingual.
All right. Ask me if this meeting is private.
Is this meeting private?
It is.
Yeah.
It is private. Mickey.
Very private.
All right. Ask me if there is a financial crisis in Spain.
Is there a financial crisis in Spain?
Very good. So we have, is there a financial financial crisis?
Ooh, financial crisis
in Spain. Okay, so that was yesterday's grammar. In the remake, we talked about Good Morning Vietnam.
Great movie.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did.
We were talking. Sorry.
Go on.
We were talking about crazy stuff. I'm not too sure why it was called the radio and not the shower.
it was
crazy.
It got a bit, shall we say, raunchy.
Yeah,
it's a great word. That raunchy means like a little bit sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
Men in the shower, and then
the orchestra in the shower.
Multiple women in the shower. It was like whoa.
Nah, and then Shakira fixed everything. All right, guys. In trending topic, we did some sports. Okay, we're doing some sports, and we were talking about the difference between beat, lose, and win.
Very important difference.
Okay, well, especially between beat and win.
Yeah, exactly.
Lose is the opposite, you know?
Well, lose is the bad one, but what's the difference between beat and win? Go on.
Okay, so beat is, I can't come up with the word, vencer a alguien, no? Te gano, ganar a alguien. Okay, so...
alguien. That's the important... Yeah, that's the important thing, because in English, there's no preposition. You beat somebody at something.
Yes. Okay, so I beat you at the challenges yesterday.
Well,
I didn't, but well, that would be the sentence. And then I win. Win means ganar. Simplemente ganar. No ganar a alguien. All right? So if I say I win you, that's technically speaking, it could happen, but it's wrong.
It's wrong.
He ganado a Mickey would be que that Mickey is the prize.
That I'm the prize.
Some sort of
sorteo.
Exactly. Yeah. But no. So I won. I won, but I beat you. And then lose is the opposite. Perder.
The opposite of beat or win?
Of win.
Ah, yeah. Because you win or you lose.
Exactly.
By the way, when you win at something the same as you beat somebody. So you can win at chess. I always win at Monopoly.
Oh, do you?
No, I don't like Monopoly.
Me neither. Anyway, and then we talked about some C1 material. We were talking about verbs followed by ing and infinitive.
That's right. We were looking at some common verb patterns. Now, not only ing and infinitive, but some verbs that are followed by a pronoun. Okay, an object pronoun or an object. And we looked at verbs yesterday like observe. Observe. Sorry, I need to say that properly. You observe somebody doing something. That's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
It's like, oh, Marta, did you observe that teacher teaching their class?
Yeah, I observed that teacher teaching that class.
Okay, very good. And then, of course, we had the verb to consider, and consider is followed directly by a gerund.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marta, have you ever considered... giving me €1 million?
No. I've never considered giving you €1 million.
So right after consider, we use ing, the gerund, and we looked at loads of other verbs yesterday, but we're not going to review them all because if you want to check them out, you should go and download the podcast. It's available on iBooks. It's called Prepare Your C1. And of course, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the same handle, Prepare Your C1.
Very good. And now, guys, we're going to talk about today's challenges.
Al-a-ta-ke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But this music is real country.
It is country, yeah. It's país.
It's what?
Música país.
No, please.
País.
Country music.
Terrible, terrible.
You're listening to the Marta and Mickey Show.
Vaughan Radio.
Y hasta luego, Luca.
Challengers ready.
All right, guys, so can I start with my challenge, Mickey?
Go on, please do.
All right, this is my challenge for you guys. So you need to come up with a way to say this in Spanish. I've given it my all since day one.
You know what? This I think this is the lyric or the a chorus to a very famous song, no?
Yeah, really?
I don't know. It seems like it should be.
Maybe.
I've given it my all. No? You have more?
Yeah.
It seems like maybe I don't give it all my all when I'm singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a good expression, though.
Right?
I think so.
So that's my challenge for you guys. You need to come up with a cool way of saying this in Spanish. And then Mickey has another challenge.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
To do your best. To
To give everything.
To give everything?
Yeah, to give 100%, right?
Exactly.
That's what it means.
I can't say anything else because if not, we're going to give it away. What about yours?
Now, I came up with this challenge. I was thinking about somebody that is a mutual friend of both of ours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who you're talking about. We're talking about, a friend that we both know. Es un as pintando.
He is.
Es un as pintando. You helped me with this, because I was trying to use the word crack, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you said as.
Es un as, ¿no?
In Spanish, a Spanish as, yeah. Not an English as.
No, es un as pintando means that he's really, I don't know why I'm saying he. We're talking about the he that I know, he is really good.
He's really good. And so what I'm looking for in English is an expression that means ser un as pintando, or in general, to be an ace, as you say in Spanish, ser un as, because it doesn't have to be painting. It could be at anything.
Yeah,
but
anything.
We have a great expression in English that has something to do with the body part that you can see in the picture.
Okay. All right, I'll think about it. Guys, if you think you know the answer, all you need to do is participate. I'm losing, by the way, right now. So I want to beat Mickey at this. So please participate. Jump on Twitter or Instagram at the handle Marta y Miki. That's all you have to do. And now let's move on. Let's talk about, this is the grammar slot, but today we're not going to do grammar.
Again, no grammar today either.
I mean, grammar is always there. Okay, we're going to talk about two phrasal verbs.
Ooh, okay.
Get on and get off. Let's get on with it. Well, that's another one, right? Let's get on with it. It's like, vamos a ello. Right.
So you're talking about get on and get off in the sense of subir y bajar.
Exactly, with transport.
All right.
Okay? So get on, you get on the bus. We've spoken about this before, but it's always good to review.
I think we probably did this back in the day when we had a phrasal verb section.
Well, yeah, we definitely worked on this. So we were saying that you get on the bus, you get on the metro maybe. No?
You get on any type of public transport where you can walk around, where you're free to move, stand up, stretch your legs, like on the AVE, you get on.
You get on, yeah.
If it's a big boat, like a cruise ship, then you get on.
Yeah, but not with a car. In a car, you have to say in. You get in the car.
Because you can't stand up and walk around in a car.
No, well, who knows?
You shouldn't.
Okay, so the opposite of get on is get off. So, Mickey, let's practice now. Ask me if Maria is going to get off now.
Is Maria going to get off?
Yeah, she's going to get off. Se va a bajar.
Where? Here, right here. At this station.
She's going to get off at Cuzco.
At Cuzco.
Yeah.
Does Maria always get off at
Coca-Cola?
Does Maria always get off at Cuzco?
Maria usually gets off at Cuzco.
Okay.
Where do you usually get off?
I usually get off at Cuzco.
Ask me.
Where do you usually get off?
I usually get off at Cuzco. Cuzco. My God, we can't speak Spanish today.
It sounds like, by the way, for those people who are listening in other countries, Cuzco is a metro station in Madrid.
Yeah.
It is not.
It is.
Because Cuzco is another. Cuzco is a city in Peru? Peru.
Yeah, in Peru.
So we're not in Peru.
Actually, I think I said it in Peruvian. I said Cuzco.
Cuzco.
All right. So you get off at Cuzco. Notice how we say get off at.
Mm.
Okay. So you get. You don't say I get off. I got off Cuzco. You say I got off at Cuzco. Now, you get off at Cuzco and, oh my God, I could have chosen La Latina, but I chose Cuzco, which is difficult.
Very difficult.
Now, where do you usually get on?
The metro, you mean?
Yeah.
I usually get on at Novociado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So, I don't usually get off at Cuzco. I lied.
Ah, you don't?
No, I usually get off at Tetuán.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. And ask me if I'll get on at the next stop.
Hey, Marta, imagine I'm on the phone to you.
Yeah. All right,
Marta, come on, we're late. Will you get on at the next stop?
Yeah, I'll get on at the next stop. That means me subo la siguiente.
All right, get on. Come on, hurry up.
Okay, ask me if she got on the other carriage.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Marta, where's Rebecca? Did she get on the other carriage?
Very good. What is a carriage?
I believe in Spanish you say coche.
No, carriage is, well, you can say coche. I'd say vagón.
Ah, vagón.
I would say vagón. Like in a train or the metro, I'd say un vagón.
You know what?
Some people say coche, though.
But here in Madrid, I've seen it because I follow Metro de Madrid on Twitter, and they always say, ¿Nos puedes indicar en qué coche has observado?
Yeah,
coche?
Like I said, I think you can say coche as well, but I would never say coche. I'd say vagón.
See, you're very sophisticated.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, Miki, imagine that we're on the phone. Okay, so you have to ask me how many stops it is until I get off.
Towers, can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
No.
We're late. How many stops until you get off?
Very good. How many stops is it or...
Or how many stops until, or how many stops is it? Very good.
Yeah, but you don't say are they?
No, how many stops is it, meaning la distancia.
Ah, okay. So how many stops is it until I get off? ¿Cuántas paradas te quedas? Te quedas. Te quedan hasta que bajes.
Exactly. Now, yeah, it's interesting because we don't say how many stops are... Well, you could say ¿cuántas paradas hay? In English, you could say how many stops are there until you get off, but the normal way is how many stops is it until you get off? How many stops? Oh.
My God, what did just happen? Can you explain what just happened?
Marta jumped about 3 feet in her chair. That
oh
wasn't real.
Oh, my God.
Our technician is laughing his head off.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay, Towers?
Yeah, I'm okay. I wasn't expecting that at all. Anyway, okay, that's it. That's enough of getting on and getting off. We're going to move on to the next section. And today we're going to talk about Alice in Wonderland. This is the remake. Action. All right, guys. So as I said before, we're going to remake a film, which is called Alice in Wonderland, the new version. Okay.
And actually, this is something that we heard just recently. Running late. I'm running late. This is the name of the remake. What does it mean?
Llego tarde.
I'm running.
Oh, yeah, you just said it.
I'm running late. Towers, you're running late. We're running late.
And it's funny that you don't say, well, you can say I'm late, but I'm running late is llego tarde. No?
It's funny how we use the
verb.
It's funny how we use the verb to run.
Corriendo tarde? Why would you say that?
Corriendo tarde.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Come on, let's do it. Hello, Floor.
Hi. Hi, Charles. How nice to see you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Flora, how about you?
I'm okay, thanks. Well, I'm running a bit late, so I can't stop and talk, I'm afraid.
That's okay, but I want to know something about you.
Yeah? What do you want to know about me?
Do you go running every day?
No. Why do you want to know that?
I just want to know, that's all.
Okay, well, I'm going now. Bye!
No, just a minute. I want to know something else.
Listen, I'm running late. Is it important?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Do you ever go running?
What? Yeah, I sometimes go running. Happy now?
How often do you go running?
I go running every weekend, and now I'm running late, so goodbye.
Just one more thing, Flora.
Oh my God, what is it now?
Can I go running with you next weekend?
What? Do you really want to see me run?
Yeah.
Well, what's this?
Flora! Phew! Flora! Come back!
Hi. Okay.
This is a remake of a bit of a creepy version of Alice in Wonderland. What was the role I had to play here was a little bit weird.
Yeah.
A bit psycho.
A bit psycho, yeah. Why do you think I chose Alice in Wonderland?
Because in Alice in Wonderland, the white rabbit is always running late.
Bingo!
In fact, he says, I'm late for a very important date.
Yeah, that's true. He says that. Okay, let's talk about the vocabulary in this dialogue. Of course, I'm running a bit late. Okay, that's what we said. And so I can't stop and talk, I'm afraid. Okay, and I think we've said this before, that the verb to stop can be followed by an infinitive or by a gerund, and it means something different. So if I said to you, hey, Mickey, I stopped smoking.
Oh, congratulations.
Say, oh, well done.
Well done.
And I say, no, I was smoking, but I stopped to buy some more cigarettes.
Yeah, and that means that it's parar para hacer algo.
Exactly.
En lugar de
dejar
de hacer algo.
Exactly. That would be the difference, okay? I just want to know, that's all. I just is something that we use all the time in English, I think. It's just that.
Okay.
In Madrid. Okay, this is the Madrid accent. Are you ready, guys, for the Madrid accent? It's not that hard.
It's like you have a bit of cocido stuck in your throat.
Oh my God, that's gross. Okay, no, just a minute. Just a minute.
Just
now.
A minute.
Un momento. Now, minute. We don't say minute.
No.
Okay, careful, because that's a very, very typical mistake. Hey, wait, just a minute. You see, again, just.
Just? You know what? It's one of those words that you just need to learn.
Mm-hmm. Go on, then.
This is a good one. Go on, then. In fact, I say this on the radio all the time. You say, okay, I say, go on, then. Go on. No, go on, then. Go on, then.
Go on, then, for me, is binga.
And intonation is very important here, because it could be, go on, then. Go on, then. Meaning, like, I don't know if I believe what you're going to say, but sure.
Go on.
Go on then.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever go running? Like, ever?
I mean, ever? Ever? Now, why the ever here? Do you ever go running? Why do we have to use ever?
Because it means alguna vez?
Yeah. You know what? This is a little bit of an aggressive question.
Yeah.
Because if I'm genuinely curious, I might say, do you go running? Do you usually go running? But if I say, do you ever go running?
It's like, in serio?
It's like, I'm looking at you, and I'm analyzing what I'm looking at.
Yeah, so you think I'm fat. That's the conclusion. You think I'm fat.
Not fat, maybe out of shape.
Yeah, that's the politically correct way of saying fat.
No. Maybe, for example, you go up the stairs, and you get to the top of the stairs, and you're... You're out of breath. I'm going to say, oh, Marta, do you ever go running?
Okay. All right. I'll take that. Just one more thing.
Go on.
Nice. Just one more thing. So just one more thing is, y una cosa más. Es solo una cosa.
Y una cosa más.
Just one more thing. Again, just.
Lots of just in here.
Justin. Yeah, Justin here. So yeah, guys, that was today's dialogue. We talked about running late, which means que llego tarde. Okay, so imagine I call in and I say, hey, Miguel. Hey, Mickey. I'm running late. Miguel, I translated your name.
In fact, my Spanish name is Miguel. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Hey, I'm running late. It means llego tarde. All right. Guys, we looked at two challenges that are waiting for you on Twitter and on Instagram. They're there. You have to check them out. We looked at two phrasal verbs, get on, get off, with means of transport. And of course, we talked about go on then. Do you ever go on a break? Do you ever take a break? Let's take a break and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Listening to the Marta and Mickey Show.
Vaughan Radio. Seguro que llevas mucho tiempo escuchando, oyendo sobre los másters de Vaughan. ¿Te gustaría chatear con nosotros? Tienes la oportunidad de hacerlo con nuestro creador de profesores y el tuyo todas las mañanas, con Fitz. También con una exalumna y, por supuesto, un profesor actual del máster. Y decimos chatear porque te esperamos este jueves a las 16 horas en directo a través de Facebook Live, pero también podrás escucharlo en FM, en nuestra red de emisoras asociadas, Quédate Radio, Internet y tu aplicación de Vaughan Radio. Pero lo importante, participa en el chat este jueves a las 16 horas. No faltes, que pasamos lista.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes, a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo, en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, pam, 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 maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 911-33-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
Hey, amigos, I just wanted to let you know that we are going to be doing the Show with No Name live at the Aula Fair at IFEMA on March 4th, 5th, and 6th. You can join us with our friends at the U.S. Embassy, Pavilion 12, Stand B12. There will be prizes, activities, and opportunities for you to study abroad. Join us as we put on a show live. The Show with No Name, live at the Aula Festival, March 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Del 4 al 8 de marzo se celebra el Salón Internacional del Estudiante y de la Oferta Educativa. Y la Embajada de los Estados Unidos está por primera vez en aula. Y tenemos la enorme suerte de ser sus invitados. Por eso Vaughan Radio estará presente los días 4, 5 y 6 de marzo con un especial con Alberto Alonso. Estarán con nosotros un montón de invitados que nos acompañarán durante estas horas divertidas, didácticas, con mucha energía positiva y llena de sorpresas. Te esperamos del 4 al 6 de marzo de 10:30 a 12:30 de la mañana en aula, en Feria de Madrid, en el stand de la Embajada de los Estados Unidos. Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening. You're listening.
Vaughan Radio.
To the Marta and Mickey Show. Hello, guys. Welcome back. This is the Marta and Mickey Show. As I said before, the place to be between 2 and 3. That's right. Well, happy to hear that you're listening to us. We're happy to be here. It's almost Thursday. It's almost the weekend. And as Danny, our technician, would say, thank God it's almost Monday. That's what he says.
Everyone loves Monday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, guys, what did we do in the first half of the show? We looked at two phrasal verbs, get on and get off, with means of transport. So you get on the bus, you get off the bus. We also discussed the challenges, which we'll talk about in a second. And then we did a remake of Alice in Wonderland, and we were running late. We're not running late now. No tenemos prisa. No llegamos tarde a ningún lado. We're not late. We're not running late. So why don't we review today's challenges? All right. So, Mickey Leonard, what's your challenge for me?
Very easy. And it is something to do with the body part that you can see in the image. I'm not going to say any more. Well, listen, maybe you're not on Twitter, maybe you're not on Instagram, but I'll tell you, it's una mano. That's the clue. And the Spanish that I want you to translate into English is nothing more than es un as pintando.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, that could be a man or it could be a woman. I'll leave that up to you. But the expression is universal. It's what I'm looking for. And it has something to do with manos.
Okay. I don't know if I know this one. I don't think I do. Okay, my challenge for you guys is this. I've given it my all since day one. So I've given it my all since day one. All right, guys. So if you think you know the answer, all you need to do, as always, is jump on Twitter or Instagram at the handle at Marta y Miki, so @MartaandMiki, or simply type in the Marta and Miki Show. And please help me win. Because you know why you're winning. Can I tell you why?
I know I'm winning because you're losing.
No.
That's a fact.
No. You're winning because I posted my challenge a bit later because I had to do something.
Oh, excuses.
Anyway, guys, so you have two challenges waiting there, wearing on Twitter and Instagram. And now we're going to... How about we go to the mountains, Mickey?
You know what?
How would you like it?
I would love a trip to the mountains. Can we go?
Yeah, I'm going to teach you a lot of vocabulary because I'm an expert, okay? So this is trending topic.
Trending topic.
So we're going to go to the mountains, and first of all, we're going to talk about some key sentences that you will use if you go to the mountains. And I know this for a fact. I always go to the mountains. All right.
Can I ask you a question then? How often do you go to the mountains, genuinely?
Quite often. I go to the mountains maybe once every 10 years or so.
And what mountains do you go to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, where are these mountains?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where are they?
You know,
where are they?
Escaleras mecánicas in Nuevos Ministerios count.
No, going uphill doesn't count either.
No.
Uphill means cuesta arriba, no?
No.
Because I was in San Francisco 10 years ago. Would that count?
Maybe. But you know what? San Francisco is close enough to the mountains. Sure. Why not?
Okay. So, yeah. All right. No olvides ponerte el casco.
Hey, don't forget to wear your helmet.
Helmet. Very good. Helmet is casco. ¿Cuánto se tarda en... Toma ya, encerar una tabla de snow. No, espera, que lo digo en español. Una tabla de snow.
Snow. Now, encerrar, from encerrar. Cera. From yeah. Cera, yeah? Okay, how long does it take to wax a snowboard?
Okay, to wax.
Wax.
Wax is cera and encerrar. It's the two things, right?
No, it's the noun. The noun is wax, and then the verb is to wax. Just like Mr. Miyagi said, wax on, wax off.
Yep. And snowboard is la tabla de snow. Okay. Hay mucho hielo en las pistas hoy.
Ooh, the slopes are very icy today.
Very good. Slopes es pistas de la montaña cuando nieva, ¿no?
Slopes are the pistas of the, where you ski and snowboard.
Okay, cool. La persona que va adelante tiene prioridad de paso.
Of course, the person in front has the right of way.
Wow, the right of way. That's what you say, okay.
El derecho de camino.
El derecho de, of course.
That's what it means.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right, Mickey, la previsión dice que va a haber una tormenta de nieve esta noche.
The forecast says there is going to be a blizzard tonight.
A what?
A blizzard.
A blizzard. That means tormenta de nieve.
Exactly.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And what, in Spanish, you don't have a separate word. You use, because if in English, if you say a storm, I think it implies wind and rain.
All right.
Una tormenta.
But okay, no.
We say blizzard when it is tormenta de nieve.
Oops. Mickey.
This is a storm.
This is a storm.
Yeah.
All right. So for us in Spanish, I would say it's usually tormenta. Okay. Tormenta involves...
like my favorite
lightnings and thunders.
Like my thunder, uncountable.
A thunder. Ah, I didn't know it was uncountable.
Yeah, it's a one clap of thunder.
No sabía eso.
A clap of thunder.
Cool. All right. You see, you always learn something new. Now, and what else? And then if it's, for example, tormenta de granizo,
ooh.
So we specify.
Now, in English, we do. We don't have a special name for that. We call that a hailstorm.
Okay, but it's a hailstorm. You know what I mean? It's one word as well. Tormenta de nieve, blizzard. Uh-oh. Tormenta de arena? ¿Existe eso?
Sandstorm. Sandstorm. Yeah.
All right.
Like the famous techno song.
Yeah.
By Darude.
No idea which one that is.
Oh, you definitely know it. If you heard it, you would definitely... Darude, Sandstorm, probably the most famous techno song ever made.
All right. Anyway. Okay, so there you go. Now, what else are we going to learn? Because here we learn vocabulary, but we also touch on some grammar. So we are going to look at how long does it take. Okay? So, or it takes, okay, in the affirmative. Mickey, se tarda 15 minutos en bajar esa pista negra.
Wow, it takes 15 minutes to go down that black run.
Black run is una pista negra, as in dangerous.
Yeah, black run, usually when you're skiing on the mountain, there are colors that would indicate difficulty.
Mm.
And so the black run, black is the most difficult. Sometimes it's a shape, it's a diamond. As well. And so you have a black diamond and then you have double black diamond.
I mean, I know this. I know all of this. But I'm just asking you to see if you know.
Am I mansplaining the mountain to you?
All right. Ella tarda 25 minutos en bajar esa pista negra.
It takes her 25 minutes to go down that black run.
All right. So it takes, it's in general, and it takes her, it takes me, it's more specific. Se tarda una hora en llegar a la cima de la montaña.
Yeah, it takes 1 hour or it takes an hour to get to the summit.
Very good. Okay. Summit is S-U-M-M-I-T. Summit. Very good. Ellos tardan 2 horas en llegar a la cima.
It takes them 2 hours to get to the summit.
All right. I don't really understand this sentence now. You ready?
It's getting cold.
Yeah, they just returned the aircon again.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hurry up.
Mickey, ¿se tarda más en bajar las pistas con bañeras?
Ooh, now, it takes longer
to... What does this mean?
It takes longer to go down the mogul slopes.
What is this?
The moguls are usually for skiers, and it's the baches in the snow. They're really, I don't know if that's right, but like,
batches,
yeah, and they're batches, on purpose.
Yeah.
It's not, it's not an accident. It's, they have been deliberately created to test the skiers. In Spanish, I didn't know this. Bañeras.
Yeah, I knew this. Yeah. I knew this. ¿Cuánto tardará en hacerse un esquiador experto?
How long does it take?
Wait. ¿Cuánto tardará? Yeah.
Excuse me.
Tardará.
How long will it take to become an expert skier?
Very good. Now ask the same question about her.
How long will it take her to become an expert skier?
Oh, wow. Now, very important. We haven't spoken about this, but how do you say esquiar?
Ski.
You don't say sky.
No, sky es cielo.
Sky es el cielo. So ski. Okay.
You know, maybe you can ski in the sky.
Sky skiing. Sky skiing. Now, Miki, how do you say, what's the word? Escalar.
To climb.
To climb. Okay, just reviewing a couple of words. Climb without the B. Let's say climb.
Yeah, you climb. You climb a mountain.
And how do you say montaña?
Mountain.
Mountain. So mountain, ski, and climb.
You know what? Fitz on No Excuses always says the best way to pronounce montaña is the famous Madrid beer, Mau. Mm-hmm. And then you have to say en lata in English.
En tin.
In tin.
En
so mountain.
Mountain. Mountain. I usually say it to my students, Mau and then number 10 and with an N in the middle.
Mountain.
Mountain.
Perfect.
All right, guys. So that's it for today. Tomorrow, I'm not too sure where we're going. Do you want to know where we're going? Come on, I'll tell you. Miki, your favorite place. Tomorrow, we're going to go to the dentist.
The dentist. That's not my favorite place.
Oh, isn't it?
That's nobody's favorite place.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have to be crazy for the dentist to be your favorite place. But you know what? I am looking forward to it. Can't wait to learn dentist vocabulary. Guys, you've guessed it. It is time for us to take it up a notch.
¿Necesitas prepararte tu examen del C1? Ya tienes el libro 100% Vaughan para preparar tu examen del C1. Prepara tu C1, te ofrece esta sección. Take it up a notch.
All right, and welcome to another installment of Prepare Your C1, the mini class based on the not-so-mini book. In fact, it's a really big, fat book. And it's not just one of them. There's two of them. It's a pack. And you should pick up a copy. If you already have one today, we're going to be working from book 2, page 253. And we are going to talk about Greek mythology. Towers, how is your Greek mythology?
Really good.
Really good. You're an expert in Greek mythology, right?
I mean, I had a subject at university.
Really?
Mythology. I can't remember anything, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Mm. And so today we're going to be looking at the story of Medusa. Now, not Medusa.
Not jellyfish.
Not jellyfish. The Greek Medusa.
Yeah, in Spanish, Medusa.
Now, it's funny because I imagine that you call jellyfish medusas in Spanish from that comes from the
comes from
the
Greek,
story from
yeah.
from the story because Medusa, as you know, had hair of what animal?
Of octopus, jellyfish.
I thought you did a course.
No, I didn't study where the hair came from. You know what I mean?
Snake's hair.
Oh, of course, snakes. What was I thinking about?
Anyway, Towers did a course.
Oh,
she's an expert at this.
I'm an expert.
But guys, we're not going to...
Of course, snakes.
I'm not here to teach you about Greek mythology today. What I am going to try to help you with is avoiding unnecessary repetition. All right? And this is essentially the subject or the term we call referencing. All right. What is referencing? Well, referencing is making reference or making, or going back to something that you previously mentioned using a different word. Now, I'm going to read you the story of Medusa, and I'm going to stop at various points and I'm going to ask you what information I was referencing. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this, Marta?
I'm ready.
All right. So in Greek mythology, maybe you knew this, Medusa was a monster that took the form of a human woman. Her head was covered in living venomous snakes, and her eyes could turn any living creature to stone. Ooh, doesn't sound good, does it?
Mm-mm, no.
It was this... Sorry, she wasn't always this dangerous, though. She wasn't always this dangerous, though. In fact, now I'm going to stop there. I'm using a pronoun she. What does she refer to?
Medusa.
Very good. In fact, she used to be the most beautiful woman in the country, and she knew it. It was this knowledge that brought Medusa great torment. Stop. What does this knowledge refer to? What am I referencing when I say this knowledge?
Well, you're referring to the fact that she used to be the most beautiful woman in the country, and she knew it.
And she knew it. Yeah. So it was this knowledge that brought Medusa great torment, and Athena, the goddess of wisdom and war, and that's interesting combo, wisdom and war, turned her head into snakes, and as a result, her ugly reflection turned any living thing to stone. Okay. That's the first part of the story. Now, here's the second part that you need to know. Perseus, who later becomes a hero in Greek mythology, went searching for Medusa in order to cut off her head. This is not a story for children, people.
No, it's not.
He needed it in order to protect his mother from an evil suitor. What is it?
It is her head.
Very good. Her head. Yeah, it. He needed it. What is it? He needed it, her head, to protect his mother from an evil suitor. By the way, here's a learning moment. What is a suitor?
It's someone who wants to be with you.
Very good. Would you translate it as pretendiente?
Yeah. yeah. Pretendiente.
Do you have any suitors out there, Towers?
I don't know.
Maybe you do.
I don't know.
Pretendientes.
I don't care.
Okay. So, this was, he needed it in order to protect his mother from an evil suitor. One more time, what does it refer to?
It refers to her head.
Very good. Now, he wouldn't be able to do it without the help of various gods. Now, here we have another it, but what does it refer to in this sentence? He wouldn't be able to do it?
Well, to do it, he wouldn't be able to cut off her head.
Very good. So it refers to cutting off her head. Ooh, this referencing seems easy on paper, but if you're not paying attention to the pronouns, you might easily lose track of a story. So Marta, he wouldn't be able to do it, in other words, cut off her head, without the help of various gods who each gave him different tools to help him defeat Medusa. These included... By the way, what does these refer to here?
These refers to different tools to help him defeat Medusa.
Very good. So these included, or these different tools included a helmet to help him remain unseen, a sword to cut her head off with, and a special bag to keep the head in. So I told you at the very beginning, well, you told me, you said, Mickey, today the name of the podcast, the name of the class is going to be Avoiding Unnecessary Repetition. So what we're looking at here is, or are, several ways to help you avoid repetition. Of course, we use pronouns to avoid using repetition, pronouns like she or it. And of course, we use demonstrative pronouns to avoid repetition, things like this and these. So there it is. If you want to know more about referencing, then check out the unit on reference, substitution, ellipsis, and cleft sentences in book 2. And in the future, we're going to be doing more podcasts on this, especially on the areas of substitution, ellipsis, and cleft sentences, which is an area that is very advanced, but something that you need to know if you are preparing your C1 exam. And now I believe it is time for us to go check out something that we call the scorecards.
Prepara tu C1, compuesto por dos libros, uno de vocabulario y el otro de gramática. A través de los temas más vistos en exámenes oficiales a nivel C1, estos dos libros presentan el léxico y la gramática más importantes para superar dicho nivel. Supera el C1 en baugantienda.com, envío gratis, en delegaciones Baugan y en librerías y puntos de venta autorizados.
time to go to the scorecards.
All right, guys, so I'm going to start with my challenge. Let's see if you know Mickey Leonard. I've given it my all since day one. How would you translate that into Spanish?
Now, I would, I would say I've given it my all. Lo he dado todo desde el principio.
Very, very good.
And I didn't cheat. I didn't read that. Lo he dado todo.
Lo he dado todo. Okay, Romamundi said lo doy todo desde el principio. That's perfect, but it was more in the past, okay? Yolanda, lo he dado todo desde el primer momento. Cristina, same, desde el día uno. José Jiménez, same, very, very good. Carlos Valorama, perfect. Borja says, me entregué a saco desde el minuto cero. Very good. Pablo Serrano, me he entregado al máximo. Joaquín Lázaro, he dado todo de mí. Harold, Jaime, Javi López, María Luisa, Ismael, Upitile, and Jessica, you all guys nailed it. That's exactly what I would like, or what I wanted to hear. Now, let me tell you, let me read some of our answers from our listeners on Instagram. They said things like, me he esforzado mucho desde el minuto uno, that's Mar Romera. Unicorn represent, lo di todo desde el principio. Lucía va, lo he dado todo desde el primer día. Oscar, Vicent, 86 Vicent, me he dejado la piel.
Ooh,
I like that.
That's a good one.
Very good. Jesús Mendoza, estoy poniendo todo mi empeño. Luis B. Corpse, Chris Obeast, Velo Love. Sorry, guys, that I didn't get the chance to read all the answers, but thank you. You're awesome.
There were some really good, I think we're getting more participants every day now on Instagram.
I think we are, yeah.
It's getting to the point where we kind of run out of time to read all of your answers, but we really appreciate them. We do. They're really good. Now, my challenge, Towers, I think you do know this one. No? Es un as pintando, something to do with manos. Any idea? No? What would you translate it anyway? Es un as pintando. I'll give you half a point.
He's an ace at painting?
Yeah, you know what? That's not a bad translation. I'll give you half a point for that.
Okay,
we wouldn't say an ace. You would say he is ace.
Okay.
He is ace at painting, but it's not the one I was looking for. Es un as pintando. The one I was looking for, the expression I was looking for, as Roma Mundi on Twitter says, he is a dab hand at painting. Now, Roma Mundi says, happy Wednesday, early bird. Roma Mundi, I'm not the early bird here.
Well, I wasn't today either.
No, you weren't.
Hi,
yeah.
Roma Mundi.
Well,
I
was the early bird.
You
but
were.
You are early bird, Towers. Yolanda Canales says, he's an ace at painting. I wouldn't say that. I would say he's ace, but ace meaning like awesome. Ace in America is a synonym for awesome, but an ace, he's a dab hand. Demosico. I haven't seen this person before. He has a flair for painting. Nice work, Temosico. Jose Jimenez, she or he is a very good painter, correct? Pablo Serrano says, when it comes down to painting, you are the meow of the cat. I've heard other versions of that before. Story My English says, he is a painting ace. That's also correct, Story My English. Ismael says, he has good hands painting. I'll accept that. Maria Luisa, you nailed it. He's a dab hand at painting. Javi Alonso, this one is good. She paints like nobody's business. Correct. Joaquin Lázaro says, he or she is an ace or a whiz. Whiz is the other one I was looking for. A whiz. A whiz meaning you're awesome. Tomeo, he's a dab hand. Maria Diaz says, you're a crack. Not me. He or she is a crack at painting. Don't forget the... It's to be a crack at. On Instagram, we had Mar Romera said, I am an ace in painting. We're not talking about you, Mar. We're talking about other people here. El or ella. But very good. Unicorn Represa or Represents. We're not sure because we can never see your full name. He is top notch. Very good, top notch. But don't forget the preposition at, Unicorn. Oscar G Music. He has a flair for painting. We saw somebody on Twitter say that. Nice work, Oscar G. Our Brazilian Highway Cop, F. Garanhani. You're a donkey painting? No. Un burro.
No.
I don't think that's it. You get no points for that, but nice try anyway. Kiera, he has a dab hand at painting. That's interesting. I would usually say he is, but I'd have to check that because this one sounds correct. He has a dab hand, but the most common expression, he is a dab hand. Chris Obese says, she is hot stuff at painting. Very good, Chris.
All right.
And Bello Lav, another one who uses the word whiz. He's a whiz at painting. Efren 1984, he's a master on painting, not on. You got to say at. Don't forget that preposition at. Probably my favorite on Instagram today, Luthia Ba. She is a machine. And you forgot the preposition, but it should be, she is a machine at painting. You know what? You guys are machines. Thank you.
You're awesome. Guys, thank you very much. We're about to finish today's show. Let me review very quickly what you've missed or what you listened to. We did a bit of grammar. In grammar, we talked about get on and get off, two phrasal verbs. We did a remake of Alice in Wonderland and Running Late. Trending topic, we went to the mountains and see one material. We learned tricks on how to avoid repetition. Guys, thank you very much. We have a new show ready for you tomorrow. So see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to the Marta and Mickey Show.
Vaughan Radio.
Hay tan poca gente en España con un alto nivel de inglés, tan poca, que las empresas las rifan. El sistema educativo no ayuda a solucionar esto, y en las universidades el inglés sigue siendo una María. Entonces, ¿qué hacen los chavales cuando terminan la carrera? Pues buscan trabajo o bien prolongan su educación con un máster. Los que buscan empleo aspiran, claro, a buenos puestos o a las buenas empresas, pero se colocan mal. Sí, se colocan mal por la falta de un buen nivel de inglés. ¿Y qué hacen ante esto? Pues muchos hacen un máster en recursos humanos o en derecho comunitario.